Hello and welcome to another episode of Pronunciation Challenge. My name is John. And today's question is, are you only what you experience? What I mean by that is, are you only the sum of what you can taste, feel, hear, see? Are you more than that? Can you understand something someone else is going through if you have not gone through that same experience yourself? If you look at the sentence today, you'll understand why I asked this question. So before we talk about this further, let's take a look at the sentence. The sentence is, so I've been blind since birth. So I have never seen anything in my life. So one of the things that you guys wonder about is if I can see in my dreams. And I think because I've never seen in real life, my subconscious doesn't know what it'll be like to see either. So no, I don't see in my dreams. This video is about a YouTuber who is blind. He cannot see. He has never been able to see. And he has a YouTube channel. He answers questions about his experience on being blind. Now let's take a look at the vocabulary words. The first word is blind. It means cannot see. But you can also be blind to the truth. For example, Charles is blind to the fact that Melissa doesn't like him. Poor Charles doesn't know that Melissa is not interested in him. And here, blind just simply means doesn't know. Number two is birth. Birth is to be born, and you might have seen that word before, birthday. Number three is wonder. Wonder just means want to know. So if you wonder about something, you want to know about it. If you wonder about the basketball game on Saturday, you want to know the result, or you want to know how that game would go. If you wonder about somebody, you want to know how that person is doing. Next is subconscious. Subconscious is something that happens underneath the surface of your emotions, your thoughts. So you're not aware of them. You do not know that it's happening. Your conscious mind is the opposite of your subconscious one. It is something that is going on within your mind, your thoughts, your emotions, and you know, you can feel it and you understand why that particular thought or emotion is there. The final word today is would. Would is the past tense of will. It can also refer to an unreal situation, especially if there's the word if. For example, if I had $1 million, let's make that, if I had $100 million, I would give all of you some of it. Now, don't get too excited because do I have $100 million? No, I don't. So are you all going to receive any of it? No, you're not. It doesn't exist. It is unreal. If I won the lottery, I would buy a big house. Now, have I won the lottery? No, I haven't. So I will not buy a big house. It's an unreal situation. And here in the sentence, we have my subconscious doesn't know what it'd be like to see either. Here the apostrophe D refers to would, and it's an unreal situation as well. Now let's move on to subconscious and conscious. We have the pronunciation tip that I had mentioned before, I think in a previous pronunciation challenge. S-C-I-O-U-S at the end of subconscious and S-C-I-O-U-S at the end of conscious. Here the C is a S sound because it's followed by an I. If C is followed by an I, Y, or an E, it becomes an S sound. So let's go back to that question that I asked in the beginning. Are you only what you experience? Here we have the person in the video only being able to understand what he has experienced. And I think we're all a bit like that. Even for the kind of food you like. It really depends on which country you come from and what experiences you go through in that particular country. Your dislikes, your likes, your even compassion. Perhaps we only understand, we're only compassionate about things that we have gone through, situations we have gone through ourselves. It really gives you a lot to think about, this particular video. Not to mention, it's quite interesting. Well, that's it for today. I hope you enjoyed today's pronunciation challenge. Please feel free to ask any questions in the comments below, and also feel free to answer the question I asked at the beginning of the video. Okay, bye for now, and talk to you later.